The next patient is Israel Garcia, the last name is G-A-R-C-I-A, first name I-S-R-A-E-L. This is a clinical case of an 80-year-old Hispanic male that has been referred to the practice by Dr. Dominguez, D-O-M-I-N-G-U-E-Z, like in zebra, because of the presence of CKD stage 4. Period. This patient has a lengthy history of arterial hypertension, some hyperlipidemia, and diabetes mellitus for about 5 years. The diabetes mellitus is not insulin dependent and has been treated with diet and the administration of glipizide. He has a history of coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation, status post-pace, permanent pacemaker, and he was found with a serum creatinine that is a 2.3, a BUN of 65 with an estimated GFR that is around 68. We have the opportunity to review the chart. In December of 22, the serum creatinine was 1.78. Interestingly, the patient doesn't have any evidence of significant proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is within normal limits, and the microalbumin creatinine ratio is normal. We have to point out that in the latest determination, the serum the BUN creatinine ratio was elevated, highly suggestive of a prurinal azotemia. Period. We are going to order a ultrasound of the kidneys to assess the anatomy, to rule out the possibility of obstruction or calcifications. Period. I had to point out that this patient used to be an allopurinol, and the most recent laboratory uric acid was 9.9, and we have to put him back on that medication in order to prevent morbidity associated to hyperuricemia. Number two, the patient has a normocytic, normochromic anemia, most likely associated to iron deficiency and or chronic kidney disease. Number two, hyperuricemia that is going to be treated. Number three, coronary artery disease, a history of atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation, a status post-permanent pacemaker. Following number is diabetes mellitus that is out of control. We're going to suggest the blood sugar determination in the morning and in the evening. The patient is taking just glipizide 5 milligrams on a daily basis. It was initially prescribed 2 times a day. However, there was an episode of hypoglycemia, and since then, the patient has been with a hemoglobin A1C that has been elevated. My suggestion is to check the blood sugar prior to the last meal of the day. If it is above 180, give half a tablet of the glipizide extra. Period. In summary, we are dealing with nephrosclerosis associated to diabetes mellitus, arterial hypertension, diffuse arteriosclerotic process, hyperuricemia. We're going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We spent 20 minutes reviewing the referral in the face-to-face, 25 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.